Welcome back. This is Brett, one of the librarians at the main library. You should now be on the third floor at the north end of the main corridor. The north end of the hall is the graduate study room, available only to a limited number of graduate students. Probably not you. Proceed south to the journals and magazines, dissertations and thesis sign. Walk east into the journal and dissertations collection, noticing the government publications room to your right on the way. We'll talk about government publications in a moment. Current journals are housed on the shelves at the north end of this room until we have enough room to bind them together. Older issues, bound together, are found on the shelves in the middle of the room. All journals and magazines are arranged alphabetically. University of Iowa dissertations and theses, those green books, are shelved on the inner perimeter walls of the room and arranged by year, then alphabetically by author. Return to the main corridor and continue south to the sign of the map collection and special collections and university archives. To the east, you'll find the map collection, which holds maps from all over the world and specializes in Iowa maps and aerial photos. Numerous Iowa historic maps and photos have been digitized and put on the web. Records for many years of the resources in this collection are not accessible through our library catalog, so please ask the map collection staff for assistance. Across the corridor from the map collection is the reading room of the Special Collections and University Archives Department. The University Archives holds documents showing the history of the university and its colleges and makes them available to current and future scholars. This department houses the university's unique documents and rare books from the medieval period to modern times. If you look south down the main corridor, you'll see the School of Library and Information Science. Walk south down the main hall and through the glass doors, but turn left before you enter the school offices and find the display case and sign for the Iowa Women's Archives. The Iowa Women's Archives holds manuscript collections, personal records, and oral histories that chronicle the lives and work of Iowa women, their families, and their communities from the 19th century to today. Of particular interest is the IWA's Mujeres Latinas Project, documenting the lives of Latinas and their families in Iowa. This concludes the third floor tour. Please return to the main corridor and take the stairs or the elevator up two levels to the fifth floor to continue the tour.